Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the World Soccer Talk podcast.
My name is Christopher Harris, and I'm here with an interview with Taylor Twellman to talk about MLS Season Pass. Basically, a lot of the features and benefits, but also some of the big questions going into this new soccer streaming service available through Apple. Plus, we want to talk about ESPN and whether it was a tough decision to go ahead and leave ESPN for Apple. Enjoy the interview. So we will get into MLS Season Pass definitely in a few minutes. But the first question I want to ask you is, you're giving up a lot to leave ESPN. I mean, so basically for me personally and a lot of soccer fans out there, when we think ESPN and we think soccer coverage, we think Taylor Twellman. But some of the things you're giving up is, I mean, appearances on SportsCenter. You're giving up talking about other sports that I know you're into. You're giving up arguably being the guy, the U.S. men's national team analyst who's going to call it as he sees it.
Yeah.
And you're also giving up John Champion.
Yeah. That's,
And the two of you together, arguably the best commentator and co-commentator duo on U.S. television based in the U.S. So you're giving up so much. So how difficult of a decision was it to leave ESPN?
Well, I like the way you put it in the order you did, because let's make sure John Champion's always at the bottom. Honestly, my man, you've known me for a long time. It wasn't an easy decision, and I'm not going to make any bones about it. It was not an easy decision because I've always, for better or worse, been loyal. You know, I didn't play for a ton of teams when I played, and I've been at ESPN for 13 years, and so when it came down to making the decision, it really came down to not what I had done in the past, but where the future was going, what was staring me in the face and where this whole thing was going, the project with MLS and Apple and where ESPN was going with how they viewed soccer. And listen, my relationships with the Scott Van Pelts, none of that changes. But I am really excited about the World Cup coming here in 2026. And I am really excited about the ambition that Apple has in trying to help Major League Soccer grow. And Chris, ultimately, it comes down to this. When both companies' ambitions are aligned, energy, checkbook, everything is aligned in going in the same direction, that's ultimately what helped me make the decision, because I love this league and I love this sport in this country and I wanted to grow bigger than anything. And with the World Cup coming here, I wanted to be a part of that project. And ultimately, that's why I made the decision. It doesn't mean John Champion and I may never work together again. But giving up the sports centers, giving up the other sports, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. And I think for the listeners of this podcast and that can see my face, yeah, that is why that was difficult, because I put a lot of hard work into getting into that circle there at ESPN. But honestly, I haven't thought 2 seconds about it, because I'm just really excited about where this thing's going to go with Apple.
So as far as the MLS season pass, for the start of the season, you're paired with Jake Zivin.
Yep.
Have you worked with Jake before? And
nope.
What type of person can we expect in terms of the Jake and Taylor kind of partnership there?
Yeah, what's very interesting about Jake Zivin, Chris, is when you talk to either Fox executives, ESPN executives over the last 2 or 3 years, when they were looking around, listening to local games and whatnot, Jake Zivin's name was always brought up. Mm-hmm. And so I think Major League Soccer and Apple looked at it, and right away they knew Jake Zivin was going to be part of their project. it's one of those where I'm as excited as everyone else, but I'm also as nervous as everyone else because you've got a routine. Jake's called games with people, you know, in certain ways, and I've done it in certain ways. And so there's going to be growing pains, but my conversations with him, my interactions with him, watching him through the years, Portland does TV right. They always did. They're one of the best local shows that this league ever had. So I really look forward to it. It's odd to be calling a game with someone younger than me. So that means I'm older now, Chris. In short, it's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to it. But I'm sure there's going to be bumps in the road where Jake's going to look at me and go, huh, that's different. Right. And I'll look at him and say the same. But I think it's going to be fun. We'll see.
So how's that going to work if, for example, one of the games is simulcast on Fox? Is Fox going to use, say, you and Jake as the commentary?
Or that I don't know, but I don't think so. All I know is Apple is broadcasting every single Major League Soccer game. Okay. And what I know from how they're going to do it, it will be different than the linear product that is on Fox.
Okay.
And that same game is going on. But you got to remember, they're doing 14 English, 14 Spanish, and X number of French broadcast, right? So Apple has to do everything. And so that's where I was intrigued with, I'm not going to miss a game. I can do any game I want to do. Like, that's exciting for me. Chris, the other aspect, and you've known this for a long time, I would have already known my schedule now with ESPN. I don't know my schedule now. I like that. Mm-hmm. You've watched the Premier League your entire life. Yes. Those announcers don't know because there's going to be a game or two that pops up on the schedule that becomes more important. And I get to do those where in years past, I already knew my schedule a year out.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, and so it's going to be so exciting for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a coach gets fired. You mean something happens.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, okay, now that's the big game to watch. Right.
Messi signs with Miami. I can promise you what game I'm doing.
So in terms of like kind of what your jurisdiction, so to speak, with MLS Season Pass, is it completely just commentary or can we expect to see you pop up in some other places on MLS Season Pass?
Yes, I would expect to see me pop up in different places. Obviously, Rome wasn't built in a day. And so there's going to be just right now, get the games on, see where it goes. But there's going to be different content. There's going to be stuff and I will be part of that 100%.
Okay. One question I've got is, who writes your paycheck? Is it MLS or Apple?
Major League Soccer pays all of us as commentators. It's very similar. Honestly, Chris, you would know this better than me, but it's the world feed and Apple takes the world feed. And so from the conversations that I have with John Champion, Ian Dark, and others that have worked overseas, it's the same way, right? So, okay. But Major League Soccer is paying all of us and Apple pays for the rights for the world feed.
I think that's the big concern is, yep, in terms of being fair and balanced and basically, yep, saying and speaking your minds and with the league being the employer, yep, which is a completely different relationship in terms of, you know, in, yep, the US, even you're working for ESPN. So, yep, at times you could be vocal if you wanted to be or to be opinionated.
Yeah, honestly, it's a great question. It's a real question. When I was at ESPN, we're still partnership with Major League Soccer. And so when I would have something critical to say, I would say it. And then I would have my conversations before I said it and after it with Major League Soccer personnel or with the club franchise personnel. It didn't matter. Nothing's going to change. You know, there's never been a single conversation from a Major League Soccer executive or even Apple executive that says, hey, now this is where it is. I think part of that, though, Chris, is that as a broadcaster, if you are going to be critical, you have to allow said parties. And I think you do a very good job of this. You and Kardik do a great job of this on your podcast. Mm-hmm. You guys are critical. You will have conversations with people offline and tell them why you said it. It's right. No different than being a commentator. So just so everyone knows, there's never been a conversation. There hasn't been one. And when they hired me, they said, yeah, we're hiring you for who you are for the 13 years and what you do. So I'd be shocked if I'm not critical at some point, because that's what the viewer wants. And that's what the viewer, I think, deserves, is when something's going on, they deserve my real authentic opinion. And I think they're going to get that.
In many ways, I mean, you're seen as kind of almost like Mr. MLS in a great way. I mean, in terms, yep, of being a champion for the league, Is that part of the kind of the decision to go to Apple, is to kind of basically try to almost like a pilgrimage, or almost try a mission to go ahead and try to elevate the top flight league in this country?
Yeah, Chris, I think it is. I think it's a great way. Yeah, I think you put it in the right way. I don't think I'm any different than anyone else that's played in the league, that's now worked in the league. Everyone wants the league and the sport to work and thrive. And that sometimes takes constructive criticism. The league knows that. That's still a huge part of their growth. But you, the way you answered it, yes. When you put it down tangibly on paper, mm-hmm. you can't tangibly write down your emotional connection with a product, with a league, and with something. And MLS has been part of that. Now, you know, and I don't know if some of your listeners know, there is a huge part of me, though, that wanted to be an American that can go cover the European Cup final, that can go cover the Premier League. And yes, take all that criticism that I would get on social media. But at least the listeners understood, just because I didn't have an accent, I'm still going to cover it in the way that I think it can be covered. Yes, maybe a little bit more American way, but we can do that as a group. We are evolving. The league is evolving. But a lot of that was always around former MLS player Taylor Twellman, former MLS, whatever. And so, yes, the way you put it, yes, the champion of the league and where it wants to grow, I think it's grown in places I never thought it would 5-10 years ago. I remember sitting with you and Kardik, I think in Fort Lauderdale. And if you would have told me then the stadiums would have been built in Cincinnati and Austin, I think all three of us would have been like, there's no way. Is there still room to grow? Absolutely. There's room to grow in multiple ways. But when it comes down to my heart and my emotional connect, from the beginning, it was always MLS.
Yeah, so it's with MLS Season Pass, I almost look at it as the Bentley of soccer streaming services, with all the kind of all the whip around show, the home local radio broadcast feature, which is completely new, never been done before, no blackouts. You look at all the positives. The one thing that seems to be missing so far is a big new signing for Major League Soccer, kind of like a big new star that's going to bring in that audience, that's going to bring in the casuals. At the same time, there's only one television partner that's left, and that's Fox. And in all honesty, out of the Fox, ESPN, and Univision, kind of the trio of previous, Fox was sometimes the weakest one in terms of the TV ratings and numbers. Mm-hmm. So how much, there's a couple of things there too. I mean, one is kind of missing the major signings thus far, but the other part of it too is relying on Fox to basically broadcast these games one a week roughly on television to try to bring in that audience into MLS Season Pass with Apple, and whether or not they'll be able to actually help out Apple. What are your thoughts on those two things?
It's interesting. So first off, let's talk about the big signings. I think this league has changed from neat. I still think a big signing is going to come. I think it may come this summer. It may come whenever, at the end of the year, whatever it is. But you are right. When you're in this transitional period, I think if you had the owners with Truth Serum, they would say, yeah, we would love to kick off the season. How the Apple thing in the season with new people. But let me slow down here. This league needed to change, Chris. And you had constructive criticism for a lot of years about the quote unquote retirement part of the retirement league of Major League Soccer. Mm-hmm. And I think the league now, when I see tangibly the evidence of where the league is tactically and physicality and the way it plays and the difference of it, it's better. Can you use Messi and Zlatan? Absolutely. No, nobody can quantify the impact that Zlatan had in those 2 years, because he transcended soccer. Very few soccer stars do that. I think Messi will do the same, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't think the longevity of the league needs that, but I don't think it's going to stop. So I'm not deflecting the answer, but I'm just saying to you, I think it's going to come in the summer because of the Winter World Cup. I think it threw the signing and the transfers and the conversations that could have been had, I think it threw it for a little bit of a delay, but I would be shocked if there's not a big name or two that comes in the summer when everything slows down a little bit club-wise. The linear partner is a very interesting conversation, and it's a conversation that I think a lot of sports are having right now, obviously with the issues with local TV with baseball, NHL, and NBA right now with Bally Sports and their struggles and what's going to happen there. This is a conversation in our world that's being had a lot. Fox has been a partner for a long time of Major League Soccer. I have always admired what Fox has done in putting games on Big Fox, in putting it in prime time on Big Fox, which is something other networks have never done. Mm-hmm. And I think that was part of the discussion with Apple that said, wait a minute, what can you do for us to just keep it on the linear platforms, but also give them a taste, not everything, of what Apple's going to try to do with Major League Soccer. And I think that's why you see the linear partner be Fox, and credit to them. They're putting on, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 14 or 15 games on Big Fox, which, Chris, there was a long time ago where we were asking for one, maybe two games. And so I think that's why you're seeing Fox continue with Major League Soccer, and especially with the World Cup coming here in 26.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So part of this is, if you build it, will they come? Because I mean, with the hardcore MLS fans, most of them are season ticket holders. They're getting MLS season pass for free. Then there's the hardcore soccer fans that may be interested in other leagues. Maybe they'll subscribe to it for a month here or there. But, but that's the big question. I think that's the big concern is, I mean, how, what type of audience are you going to be able to pull into these MLS season pass? Because it is almost a streaming service for the hardcore fan. It has everything you can possibly want. And any concerns there about trying to bring in that audience?
Yeah, I think there's, I think everyone has concerns. I actually don't think the concerns are that big because of the where this sports TV world is going. So I don't, I don't know that. I don't, I'm not paid for that, but I don't see it being a huge concern. Now, year one may be different, right? Because you're trying to figure out the landscape. But honestly, when the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball have to figure out theirs, I think the landscape's going to change exponentially, Chris. And so now I think the conversation you and I are having now may be completely different in a year. You've seen MLS season pass. You and I offline have talked about it. I think when other leagues see what Apple's doing and what they're putting on, I think a lot of leagues are going to be jealous. And that's not because I'm where I've lived, and you have, on the Paramount Pluses, on the ESPN Pluses, on the Peacock services, all of those services. And yet when I first saw Apple and what they were trying to do, I was like, wait a minute, literally every league in the world, NBA, NHL, every soccer league is going to say, well, this is so seamless. Mm-hmm. This is so easy. I can get everything right here. I think the quality of the pictures, the audio, everything that they're trying to technically do and put on, I think that's going to bring in the casual fan. I really do. Now, the price point, listen, Apple, there's a reason why Apple is one of the top three companies in the world. They do subscriptions. I don't do subscriptions. I just talk for a living. Right. But you, to answer your question legitimately, you said, are there concerns? Of course, everyone has concerns and what it is. But the initial feedback from the fans and where this is, Chris, I think a lot of people are going to be curious. And I think people are going to be really curious after opening day when all those free games are up. And by the way, Apple TV is going to have, I think, 40 to 42 free games, right? And the Leagues Cup and all that. So I think you're going to bring in the casual fan.
So what about Leagues Cup? I mean, that this is something completely new. It's exciting. Some of the best teams in Liga MX, as well as, I mean, the whole league, basically, and MLS. I mean, this could be one of the biggest things going for MLS season pass. I mean, kind of looking at that, what for you interests you the most in this competition?
The fact that it hasn't happened yet and that it's going to be unknown, and having lived and still continuously live in the U.S.-Mexico rivalry, is that it is extremely exciting to see where both leagues are. I know Liga MX is very nervous about where Major League Soccer is right now. And even when you hear their owners and their league president talk about where it is, there's a real competitive nature. It's going to be awkward initially when the leagues stop and everyone sees it. But I think, Chris, once the games start, and their competitive nature is there. They announced the prize money. I'm telling you, this thing's going to blow up very quickly. And then all of a sudden, people are going to go, wait a minute, we've got our summer soccer tournament. Mm-hmm. And it's with two leagues that are very competitive, but there's also animosity between both leagues. But you know, and I just think naturally you're going to get something. I think it's going to evolve. I think it may change as it grows. But you asked me what I'm most excited about. I've never seen it. And yet all I know what the technical – Chris, this is how I get my excitement. Coaches, presidents, players. Like, I'm still the ex-player that listens to how those people are talking and how they're building their season and building their roster. And when I hear that, then I know the games are going to be competitive. There's going to be an edge to the games. The players are going to – the prize money again. Like, there's just different ways that this thing's going to grow. And then I ultimately think the evolution of CONCACAF Champions League is going to make that even bigger. So now it's a complete season. Some of these MLS teams, Chris, are going to play 60 games a year.
Wow. Which is great. I mean, it's a great experience. And absolutely. One of the things about ESPN that I'm sure upset you, but upset the viewer, was getting bumped. Little League World Series, a college football game running long. With this, I mean, how different is this? I mean, you've got 30 minutes of pregame with the MLS countdown. You've got the game itself. You've got the MLS wrap-up. You've got the whip-around show. In many ways, this has got like a dream come true for you, right?
It is. And I go back to – I've seen all the constructive criticism on social media and even from people behind the scenes. And I understand it, and I felt for it. And that's why when I announced I was leaving, that this is why I've said this – the fan deserves this. Mm-hmm. Chris, every game is Saturday. There's a couple games here. Last year, the league had 60-plus different start times.
Yep.
60-plus. Now the MLS fan, for the first time in 27 years, knows every Saturday night the majority of the games are going to be there. There's going to be one-offs just because of stadium operations or whatever it may be. And then five or six Wednesdays. Chris, this league's been waiting for this for 27 years.
Right.
To have a pregame that runs into everything. The other aspect of this, Chris, and I think you guys can do a real good job of telling this is global. Mm-hmm. Every single time I'm calling a game, that is going to over 105 countries. That's never happened. No league in the world's done that. It's the same feed. It's everything. Someone that lives 125 miles away from Cincinnati or Columbus now is no longer blacked out. We've never had this in the league where there's no blackouts. There's no rules. Yeah. Enjoy your game. Enjoy your product. And that was the question that sold me from Apple. Their first question was, Taylor, how can we help the consumer experience of MLS grow? Mm-hmm. And how can we make it better? And I was like, wait a minute, what? And they right away said, all right, let's look at the schedule. Let's fix the schedule. See what it like that. That's so different and unknown because you hit the nail on the head. They were always trying to fit in to certain places and just to get anything they can get. Right. Now the MLS fan knows every Saturday night, he or she can be ready to rock. They can plan their weekends. They can plan their days around it. And then they've got their team game going on. That's just something no one that's followed the league or played in the league has ever had that. So I think that's the most exciting part of that.
So we've covered a lot of ground.
And yeah, we have.
Time.
I love it.
Anything that we haven't mentioned that you want to talk about with MLS Season Pass? Or
no, I just think your listeners deserve to know how important World Soccer Talk and what you guys do is, because there's very few people that do what you guys do in the soccer world and in the soccer landscape. I've known you guys for years. You guys have been critical of me at times. I loved it. I respect the hell out of it. And I really appreciate it. But I don't think the viewers fully understand, Chris, what you and Kartik do. And I hope you guys don't stop. I hope you guys continue to do it. But I think this is a different point of soccer media in our country, because I think for the first time, MLS is going to be on a platform where they get to really grow and they get to be themselves. And as I said, not have to apologize for it.
Awesome. Taylor, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
No problem, brother. Great seeing you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.